We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Master Your Life, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's episode. I'm host Leah Mattinson, and wherever it is that you are on this beautiful planet tuning in today, I'd like to first of all say a very big thank you to each and every one of you. I'm joined this week by my guest, Dr. David Hardy. Dr. David, how are you today?
Oh, fantastic. Yes, thank you.
Wonderful. So Dr. Dave and I are going to, Dr. Hardy, I got to stop calling you Dr. Dave because it just is so easy to do that. But for people who want to find you, I need to make sure that they're getting your name correctly. So Dr. David Hardy is from Yes. Alberta, Canada, and he is, you just look him up on LinkedIn. It's probably the best way to get a hold of you right now. Is that right, Dr. Hardy?
Absolutely. It is. Yes.
Perfect. Yeah.
So LinkedIn, Dr. David Hardy, or the Hardy Brain.
The Hardy Brain, thehardybrain.ca.
Correct, yes.
Correct. Okay, beautiful. So now we've got all that little bit of a housekeeping out of the way. We're going to talk about, in today's very brief episode, the hard-hitting sort of reality of the passion that gets Dr. Hardy going every day in his practice, and that is the hope that people can find their way back to health or their optimal health. Even if they're high functioning, how do you actually make yourself a more healthy human being?
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So kind of traditionally I've seen, well, everything's on this spectrum from pathology where something's diagnosed and it's a horrible state to be in, all the way up to peak performance. And I had one brain injury patient come in, and he was told, of course, that if he doesn't reach this function by this time, he'll never have it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, that's not true at all. I'm like, yeah, that pathway is somewhat intact and you're still getting results. And I'm like, once again, you're diagnosed with a brain injury. It's happened. But all the way to peak performance, it's the same pathways. So you're continually kind of building those same neural pathways. And yeah, there's always little improvements that people can make. So whether they've got something diagnosed or whether they're just looking for that extra performance. And those are the people I love working with, is that it doesn't matter where you are on that spectrum. It's kind of your will to continually build on what function you have and make things better for yourself.
Right. One of the things that might be confusing, Dr. Hardy, is that people might think because you're a chiropractor that right. what you deal with is spine health. And they go, oh, spine, pain. How is that confusing for people? And where might they go not make a link to neurology at all?
Right. They're so stuck in the old kind of marketing that it's about alignment. Well, no, an adjustment's about stimulating the nervous system. So when you get adjusted, it's a huge stimulation. You feel it. And the biggest stimulation out of all physical modalities is going to be the neck adjustment. So the neck adjustment might be too much stimulation for one person or just be amazing stimulation for the next person. But you're firing off these big nerves that deal with joint mechanics and muscle proprioception that goes up to the brain. And the spoiler alert on all these alternative modalities is they fire a receptor that goes through a nerve up the spinal cord and into the brain and stimulate the brain. So it is about the nervous system. And when you inhibit pain with an adjustment, what you're doing is you're basically uploading that stimulation from the joints, which inhibits pain. And so you're turning up the volume on other sensations and turning down the volume on that pain. And so you're really hacking the nervous system with adjustments. And well, we can take this farther. If you then learn the nervous system, you can figure out what part of the brain's not working properly, whether it's overactive and needs to be calmed down, or whether it's sluggish and it needs to be stimulated and so it works better. And then we can match it up with an exercise stimulation modality that's going to fire through that pathway and target that part of the brain that's not functioning properly or optimally better. And the results just skyrocket this way. Instead of going off of all these kind of techniques that people have developed over the years, you're going off the neurology of a single person who's in front of you, and you're reading their neurology and getting all these pathways to start to fire in different ways. And you get to see kind of in real time, people's nervous systems come online, which is just amazing. Whether it's this relaxation and you see the heart rate kind of start to come down and normalize a bit, and you see the color in the face return and the affect come on, like the lights have been turned back on in somebody who's had a brain injury or whatever condition, or you start to see this peak performer get into that zone even better. So a peak performer, same pathways, they're just dealing with millisecond changes in these pathways, whether it's a skier going down a hill at 100 miles per hour, trying to adjust accordingly so they don't crash, is going to really need a lot of fine muscle performance and reaction time. Or whether it's somebody trying to take their first steps in a while because they don't have that function, it's been taken away from them. Same pathways, you're just dealing with different levels of dysfunction or performance. And both are exciting to work with. And it brings a smile to my face when you see these changes happen. And the great thing about neurology is the neurology changes in, once again, microseconds right in front of you. So you get to see if it's working or not working. And you get to adjust your therapies accordingly. And as somebody continually gets better, then your therapies need to change and you need to react to how that person's adjusting. So it really becomes this great puzzle piece and really exciting to again see people get their lives back or get their lives better and perform at that next level.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the difference, would you say, between if you can see a change in somebody's affect in just microseconds through a treatment, then what is some of the ripple out benefits in the person's life? Because I know a lot of people will go, well, I don't have brain damage, Dr. Hardy. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
But how many people really do? Like, what causes it, right?
Yeah, I know. I had the same reaction myself when somebody first told me way back when I was in Cairo school that, yeah, I think it's more neurologic based. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. No. And you don't like being told that. But what they were saying was, yeah, there's kind of a weakness there. It doesn't mean it's a pathology and you're diagnosed with something horrible. It means that, yeah, you can take it to another level. And we've identified those areas that are not working properly. And now we can make a change to it, hopefully, which becomes way more exciting. And, we all know we've got weaknesses and strengths in how our brain works and how we function and perform. So really, when we say it's neurologic, everything kind of performance-wise is neurologic in some capacity. So it's really isolating those areas. And just like you would, if you went to the gym, you'd want to know what weak muscles you have so you can strengthen those weak muscles. Well, same with the nervous system. You want to figure out what weaknesses you have in your nervous system so you can start to develop those and get them better. And like when you go into affect and seeing a change right away, affect is mood, mm-hmm. emotions. And I always tell people that, okay, what's the more common word for emotions? Feelings. And then what's the root word for feelings? Feel. So really, our emotions are developed by the way we feel and process all this information. So if we do these little stimulations to the nervous system through a receptor so they feel it and it changes their affect, you know that the emotionality, that feeling inside of them have changed. Mm-hmm. And I go back to my example. I was seeing kind of quote unquote miracle after miracle when I was studying the neurology at first. And then finally I got enough money together and went and saw one of the doctors in the field that I met at some of these seminars. And he does his neurologic assessment and he's like, oh, there's just very small differences here. Do these exercises every hour. And yeah, he gave me these silly little exercises. I'm moving my arm in one way, my leg another way, my head one way, my eyes the other. And I'm doing these every single hour for like, oh, not even a minute in between classes and like in a hallway or outside where no one can see me. And then on day three, it was like this switch flipped in my brain. And I had this wave of calm come over me that I had never felt before. And my vision went brighter and crisper, all in that split second when my neurologist fired a different way. And it was just this amazing sensation. I didn't know how ramped up and anxious I was, because that was my normal, until I got better. And that becomes the exciting thing too, is that, yeah, we kind of walk around and people are saying, why are you so uptight? Or why are you so anxious? I'm not anxious. I'm not frustrated. I'm not angry. People are noticing that, but that person's not going to notice it because that's their normal. Mm-hmm. They haven't really felt a different way. And when you see that change or they feel that change, it's just absolutely mind blowing.
It's really, really important work. Yeah, it is amazing. And right now, more than ever, there's so many people reporting that as a result of being locked down for a couple of years, that adults are struggling, the kids are struggling. It's showing up in school because right now, kind of, I hate to do this because I'd like things to be evergreen, but we're kind of in the November time frame, which is midterms for most high school students. And so what we're seeing now is report cards coming out for kids who are struggling because they actually are struggling with these issues of that they haven't had normal interactions with other people for the last 2 years plus. And so they haven't developed the confidence and that the slowing down of the central nervous system or that optimization of the central nervous system. And so how they're coming at it though, to resolve the problem is educators, and you used to be one, or you are one, Dave. So I want to point that out too, right? So when he says it was amazing, it was because he came from being a teacher to being a chiro. And so teachers are not prepared, nor are parents, for dealing with the brain injuries that everybody has pretty much en masse been given over the last couple of years. And so, so here we are looking for therapies or ways that can help people. Talk therapy has one, you know, benefit to it, but it often is not very successful. Can you maybe say why that would be? Why would exercises, in particular exercises, work better for just improving that whole function of life, function and enjoyment in life?
Yeah. So during this pandemic, of course, a lot of fear surrounding it. And, mm-hmm. and of course, it's just bombarded on students, fear, 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 fear. Well, you can't learn in a fear state. So you're in this fight or flight mode. You don't learn. It's survival. And you're just trying to get through it. But that changes the physiology. You're now pumping out stress chemistry, which changes how the brain and nervous system functions and how every cell in the body functions. So it becomes physical. And yeah, talk therapy is great. It's helped a lot of people out. But as you said, every single therapy modality has their limitations and their strengths. And we know this about talk therapy. There's like a million indexed studies on CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy on PubMed. A million. So we know basically the strengths and limitations of talk therapy. And yeah, it helps a lot of people out and it's a great piece of the puzzle, but physically it doesn't fire into the brain and nervous system or change the physiology like these other therapies and modalities. And you're not going to have that instantaneously light switch flipped in how the neurons are firing per se in some pathways, because you can't talk to those pathways. Talk therapy doesn't talk to that physical part of the brain per se. It talks to other parts of the brain, helps us reason with things, but physically it's going to be limited to actually change the physiology as well as we'd like to believe.
Yeah. And so so for people who are coming into the office to see you or other functional neurologists, what's the benefits for them? And do you do treatments on people then, or can they seek out people who are other professionals doing what you do in the country that they live in? What ages of clients do you work with?
I've worked with all ages. So yeah, in chiropractic, I've adjusted babies, infants, up to senior citizens. And then, yeah, in the functional neurology realm, with my experience, I've worked predominantly kind of, upper elementary school to senior citizens. And it's kind of what's happening to that person in front of you and how individualized we can make that care. So people go back to the whole research model. Well, you can't have a study on a single individual unique brain and then study it across thousands and think it's the same thing. No single brain is the same. We all have different experiences, different development, all of that. And we need to really get back to treating that individual and seeing where we can take them. And the physical happens usually before we notice the changes in mood or in cognition. But if you get the physical working, then the other centers of the brain really start to fire better as well. And the great thing is individually, we can start to measure these with a lot of kind of the new technology out there is, yeah, we can look at the regular neurologic examination, which gives doctors like myself a huge wealth of information. But the patient might not realize why eye movements and pupil sizes and coordination translates into better mood or function. But yeah, we can do a cognitive test pre and post now, and we can start to see those scores change. We can start to do little brain scans with the electric activity in the brain and see how that changes. And people really start to relate with that. And, oh, wow, that part of my brain, yeah, it looked on that scan like it wasn't working properly. And wow, now it's functioning better. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, and yeah, I guess that little thing I noticed about how I felt the other day isn't that little. It's translating into me being better and functioning at a different level. And I can take that forward and apply it to all other aspects of my life now. And then I can also maintain it. And I can also kind of measure it on my own so that I don't fall back. Because that's one of the possibilities too, is if sometimes people let things go, they'll slowly kind of have that dulling effect, which becomes their new normal. And they don't realize that they're going that direction. And we see this in middle age, especially all the damage we've done as teenagers and 20-year-olds to ourselves, that eventually it starts to add up, but it just kind of becomes this dulling effect. And like my vision was one, it was just dulled. And then it comes back brighter and I'm like, oh, what just happened? Like, my senses are better now. Yeah, that brain is firing at a whole nother level. Yes. And whereas before it was dulling and I would have no idea how that dulling was going, whether it was continually to dull slowly and premature and aging with my brain. And then maybe I start forgetting more things. I can't memorize things the way I used to be able to do it. Yeah, I guess I am a little more irritable than I was before, but yeah, it's because of this reason. It's because of that reason. And yeah, it's not because of how my brain's working, of course not, but it is. Yeah, we're able to manage, well, measure and manage these things so that, really we know we're on the right trajectory with our longevity. And at the end of the day, it's all about how our brain and nervous system functions, because that's where we feel and perceive it.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing your personal story a bit, Dr. Hardy. I'd love to get into a conversation in the next episode about the electrical energy that you alluded to, because I think a lot of people don't have any idea of this spark and where it comes from. But we're not letting the cat out of the bag on this episode. So I want you to stay tuned also for some other healing modalities that are frequency based. So terahertz energy and hydrogen therapy. And thanks again, Dr. Hardy, for being my guest. We'll see you soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. Bye for now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
The station that makes you feel good.
Can I share a recent testimonial I've gotten from someone who has vaccination damage?
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. So this poor woman, she got two shots last September, so just over a year ago. And she'd been slowly going downhill to the point where when she contacted me last week, she was having trouble even getting out of bed. She couldn't navigate stairs. Her life was basically try and get out of bed around, 11 in the morning, get some nutrition in, try and move around a little bit, but she was in extreme pain. She was pretty much at the point where she'd given up. She said, this is kind of my last kick at the can. I don't know what I'm going to do if this doesn't work, kind of a mental attitude. And so she got her device this last Monday. I sent it out on Thursday to her. She got it on Monday. And I got a phone call from her Tuesday morning saying, OMG, I can't believe this. I'm feeling better already. Wow. She was able to get out of bed. She used it that Monday night. So she was able to get out of bed Monday morning at what she says was a more normal time for her. She was able to make herself some food and move around. She was in less pain. Her brain fog had dissipated somewhat. And then I got another contact with her on Wednesday morning, saying that she had improved yet again, and she'd actually gotten out on Wednesday. She used to do Meals on Wheels for people and had to give them that up. She actually was able to do a delivery on Wednesday and get some food out to somebody. And the way she sounded on the phone was just night and day. It's like she's got hope again. She's actually feeling better, and was just blown away by the changes in 2 days of using the device. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sure she'll be calling me again today.
Right.
Latest update. Yes. So for anybody who's had issues with that kind of a situation, I've got lots of people who are giving me feedback that have things like diabetes, just general in pain, they're noticing a difference quite quickly as well. But it is very individual. Like it depends on what your issues are, how long you've had them. Some people that don't have as chronic as issues, it may take them like a week or two to notice a difference. But I've found that for those people that are having like chronic issues that have been going on for a while, and they're really depleted and really exhausted and really in a lot of pain, they are noticing quite quickly a positive change for themselves.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's mind-blowing. I don't know if you've seen any of the videos on, there's one out there about this fellow who had a stroke, and he'd had the stroke a couple of years before. And within, I think it was within 2 weeks of using the device, there's video of him getting up and actually walking with support, actually walking around, and had a big smile on his face. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really great. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the videos, went through YouTube, looked through the website, was able to read some of the testimonials, not as much video on anything, but from everything that I read, everything that I saw, it looked awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, it's kind of mind-blowing the positive changes it can make. Mm-hmm. For me, I was in solid level pain in March this year. It kind of came on over last winter. We had some family stuff going on, and I didn't take as good care of myself over the winter, and just kind of found that I was going downhill a little bit. And I got my device the middle of May. I ordered the end of April. I got it a couple of weeks later, and within a week, my pain level is down to like a 2. And a week later, it was at 0, and it's been 0 ever since. It's wow. Just, you know, that I think it was the extra oxygenation that the cells are getting. The release of the toxins really, really helped me. I think that was one of the big things that I noticed. I've also got the heel on my right foot has been numb for a few years. I bought a pair of hiking boots and wore them for... oh, not even 2 hours. And it must have pushed on a nerve or something, because my heel went numb and it just stayed numb. And I've got feeling back in that heel now.
Wow.
Just by using the device on it.
So now when you guys say usage, obviously you say like a time frame as far as, you know, using it for a week or a couple of days or a day or two. What is your recommended numeration? How much time per day? How many times per day? What is kind of the usage rate on that?
It's kind of that personal what's going on for you situation. What I recommend is there's a 10-step document that I hand out to everybody that gets a device. And it's basically, you know, wand the bottoms of your feet, wand the palms of your hands, the back of your knees, under your arms, the back of your neck, down your spine, top of your head, and this area. So you're helping the lymph system to mm-hmm. start moving. You're helping the meridians to start unblocking, and do that for 3 days. It takes about 20 minutes to get through that protocol. And I suggest everybody start with that, as well as drinking the water. Wand the water before you drink it. I actually have a 2-gallon glass jug with a spout in it that I fill up in the morning. And then I set the wand up to blow on the jug. I use a hairdryer stand to hold the wand. And it blows on the water for, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, which then infuses the water with the terahertz frequencies. And drink that during the day, which is going to help your cells get more oxygenated, more hydrated, because it actually breaks the water molecule down so it's more absorbable. So doing those 10 steps, as well as drinking the water for the 3 days. And then after that, depending on how you're responding to it, then maybe expand to a little bit longer, where you're blowing directly on the areas that have been causing you problems. Like, say you've got pain in your knees, then start wanding your knees on top of the other points. So some people do it twice a day. Some people do it once a day. I know this fellow, another fellow who was vaccination damaged, who is doing using it every other day. And the video I saw for him was, miraculous. So he, there was a video of him trying to go downstairs before he got the device, and he's really shaky, and it's like, oh gosh, you're thinking he's going to fall down the stairs. He's that shaky. By the third time of using the device, he's actually just walking almost normally down the stairs. He's still holding on to the banister to get down. And then the next video, he's actually walking down the stairs just like normally you would walk down the stairs. And he's walking around. He was almost at the point of having to use a walker, because he was so shaky and so unstable. But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's but amazing. So there's no recommended time as far as, so you say, you know, once a day, once every other day, however often it might be. There's no saying, hey, if you have knee pain, do this for, you know, 5 minutes, once or twice a day. It's just kind of a personal preference type thing that you would recommend.
It's kind of a personal preference. And the amount of time that you have to work on yourself, I wouldn't say do it more than 2 times a day. My personal regime is, I'll get up in the morning. I wand the water, have a drink of the water, and then I'll sit down and I'll do the 10 points. And that's going to take me 20 minutes or so. And then later in the evening, well, not too late, because sometimes it can energize you, so you'll have a tough time falling asleep. So around 4 or 5 o'clock, I'll pull it out again, and I will wand my heel. I'm working on releasing some weight. So I'll wand my liver, my pancreas, my thyroid. And that's actually something else I had a positive experience with too, is I released 18 pounds in 6 weeks with this. And that is not normal for me. I had lost 30 pounds the year before. And then, of course, with the family stuff, put it on again over last winter. And it had taken me, it took me 3 months to lose 9 pounds that last year. And then this year, the 18 pounds in 6 weeks, which the only change was using the wand. I followed the exact same eating pattern, exercise and all that. And the only difference was the wand. So, you know, for me, toxins are a thing for me. So it could be, you know, me wanding the liver, pancreas and thyroid was enough to kind of kick everything into gear and get things running smoother, release those toxins, and release the weight as part of that.
Wow.
Yeah. The other thing I've started doing is using the Seven Wonders water bottle that hydrogenates water. I had some this morning to get up because it's a little early here. So just to kind of wake me up and get me energized in order to have my brain functioning to talk to people.
Is that something the water bottle does on its own, or is that something that you wand the water and then place it into the water bottle?
I actually place wanded water into the water bottle, which then it creates hydrogen with the water. And there's a little filter in the bottom here that has minerals and whatever they use to hydrogenate the water. And it's 350 milliliters. And I just drank that, and it oxygenates your blood. It creates alkaline in alkalized water. And again, it breaks down the water molecules even more than the terahertz frequency does. So your cells are getting hydrated on an even deeper level.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. And so the Seven Wonders product, is that just something that you guys like have a partnership with, or is that something you just kind of have on your own, or what is the management with
that's
that?
Part of the Pryfe products.
Okay.
It's the newest of their products that came out in September.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fairly recent. They also have another one coming out. I believe it'll be released generally in January. That's a foot massager that apparently is ideal for releasing weight, releasing toxins. I don't have any experience with that yet, so I don't have any stories or personal experience with it, but it's supposed to be kind of crazy, crazy, wild, wonderful.
Wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take too much of your guys' time, and I know obviously your time is valuable and important, and I want to be respectful of that. As a naturally curious person, I love finding out information about all these different tools and things of that nature. So I love exploring all this different information. I did go over a lot of it with my boss, the owner of the clinic, last night. He said at the moment it's not something that he's interested in pursuing and getting into the clinic. While I am interested in finding out a bunch of information, it could be something that I do kind of personally and privately for myself.
Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome. And thank you for sharing it with your boss or the clinic owner. That's really good. And you can do it on your own. You can actually be part of the product line and using the product line and then sharing it with your colleagues or your friends and family. That's mm-hmm. essentially what lots of people do that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
I'm joined by my wonderful friend and colleague, Kara Corfield, and Kara and Renessa are talking today about some of the Itera Care products, this Seven Wonders water bottle, which I received about 2 weeks ago. And it's very interesting technology. And when I actually texted another girlfriend, Joan, about it, and she said, hydrogen water? That's like the, and then she went into this big thing about how wonderful the healing properties were of it, Kara. So do you want to just maybe share a little bit about what you know about this technology?
Sure. Hydrogen is one of the smallest molecules, is my understanding out there. So when you're hydrogenizing, is there that actually a word? When
yes.
you're hydrogenizing,
yeah, it is.
Okay. When you're hydrogenizing water, you're actually breaking the molecules down to a very small state, and that allows your tissues and cells to absorb it on a deeper level, so that your cells can become much more hydrated. So if you're using the Itera Care wand, as well as drinking the hydrogen water, you are getting so much hydrating into your cells that your body is going to be able to oxygenate better. It's actually very supportive of preventing neurodegenerative diseases as well, the hydrogen water, which then can reduce your anxiety, supports a more positive mood. Muscle fatigue can be alleviated. Apparently movement disorders as well. I'm assuming by movement disorders, they're referring to things like Parkinson's. It could extend to people who have had strokes. I'm not sure on that, though. It prevents metabolic syndrome, lowers your blood sugar. So anyone with diabetes would find the Hydrogen Seven Wonders bottle very, very supportive, and lowers cholesterol and triglycerides, so helpful for those people that tend to accumulate plaque. Anti-inflammatory. Whitens your skin. I'm not quite sure on the benefits on that, unless maybe somebody has some skin pigmentation issues with aging or other ways that might be helpful for that. It does help with supporting a healthy weight because you're hydrating the cells. You're going to be able to release toxins easier. which is going to support your liver and all those elimination channels that that really help your body release any toxins that you're bringing in, which then, of course, is going to increase your energy and stamina, improve your energy and performance, especially if you're into athletics at all, because you're getting more oxygen into the muscles, into the cells. From a weightlifting perspective, you're, that's really going to help you be able to push more weight. Prevents and suppresses cancer cells, improves the quality of life for cancer patients.
Let's talk about that for just one second, Kara. Sure. The cancer thing, and I am going to pick up on it. I should have interjected a little bit with the diabetes. I was just meeting with a life insurance fellow yesterday, life and critical illness. And in Canada and worldwide, the stats for cancer are absolutely like shocking. So for those of you who don't know, look it up and see what is, what are the stats for cancer in the country that you're living in? Because of course we're broadcasting worldwide, and you can extrapolate that the information will be pretty similar. But heart disease is the number one killer. Cancer is number two, and it's like a right now they're in how insurance looks at it is like 50% of the population is going to be dealing with cancer. 50, half, 1 in 2. So this is really critical information. Like I didn't realize it was that prevalent. And probably what this agent said was that not that many decades ago, they counted on about 18% of the population having it. So it's really, really exploded. So again, it's just encouraging people to take their own wellness into their own hands. So sorry for the interruption, but just wanted to say
no, that's excellent information.
Yes,
it's sucks information, but it's also
totally sucks information.
Yeah. So you know, just overall, because you're increasing the oxygenation in your body and the hydration, it's going to enhance your immune system. You should be able to sleep better and deeper. A lot of feedback I've been getting about people using the body is they find that their energy level goes up when they're drinking the water.
Right. And yes, that's the thing I've heard from people too, is that the energy level increases and almost immediately. So I've been only using, I'll share for the listeners who's been following any of the Master Your Life or Recovery Road shows for the past 7 years. You know, guys, I'm into like kind of the health and fitness thing and have been for a long time. And so I'm predominantly very well. Like I feel good. I feel really great for a 54-year-old grandmother of six. And, but when I took this water, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. Like, so, you know, the truth is in how your digestion works. And there's been lots of stressful things going on. Maybe my digestion wasn't that well. But I eliminated like within probably 24 hours, there was like lots and lots of elimination happening, which, and sweating, and I don't sweat either. It's like, well, I sweat, but only in times when I'm really nervous, like meeting a new podcast guest that I maybe am thinking, what am I going to talk to them about? It's then that archaic flight kicks in. But typically I'm pretty confident because I've been doing this a long time. But what I noticed is, wow, my sweat just was absolutely gross. Like just gross. Yeah. For about 3 days. And now it's kind of cleared up. But it was very, it's interesting to be a guinea pig for yourself with these things and go, okay, well, does it work? How does it work? How does it help me? You know, how am I feeling? Yes. And you're the only one who can tell in your own body. You know, so people go, well, how do you use it? How does it work? So let's talk a little bit about that. Because when I read the instructions the first time, it was a bit confusing, maybe because I read slowly. No, just kidding. But if people order the bottle, you can go, you can come to the masteryourlife.ca website to get more information, or iteracarepro.ca to get more information, mainly about the therapy device. But if just for kind of some straight up instruction about how to use this bottle, does it need anything special? Do you need to install anything under your sink? Is it like putting in an RO unit or a?
Nope. No. It's pretty simple. It's just like a water bottle. So you're basically putting water into the bottle. And so this is a lovely little box that comes in.
Yep.
Nice.
And so it's about the size of personal use. Yeah, it's about the size of a personal use. Those of you who are listening and not watching, a personal use water bottle holds about 350 mLs of water, which is about what, you know, any sort of standard Go mug would hold.
Exactly. Yeah. And you wouldn't, I don't think you'd really want to drink a ton of the hydrogen water.
No.
It might be bouncing off the walls. So right. Go for a run. But yeah, so this is it. And when you undo the lid, just a regular lid, and then inside, this is a brand new one, so it comes with a little dry pack in there. You can see at the bottom, you can see that, there's that little star pattern, that's the actual filter down there. So you can hear the granules in the filter. You replace it by removing this and undoing it and slipping a new one in. That's actually what's creating the hydrogen. So when you are using the bottle, you're going to put the water in it. Of course, wash it before you use it the first time. And this is a heavy duty, good quality plastic, no BPAs or anything like that. So you're going to put the water in. You're going to let it sit for, I believe, 3 minutes, just looking at the instructions. Going to leave it for three minutes, and then drink it up, pour it into another glass if you want. When you're storing this, you're going to want to store it upside down so that you're not, if there's any residual water in the bottom, you want it to drain out and let the filters dry out so they're not sitting in water all the time. It just helps it last a little longer. So each filter lasts for 90 days based on 2 liters of water through the device per day.
Right, which is just a little bit over 6 bottles.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Yes. Thank you for your math.
Look at me. Mathtastic there. Yes.
Yeah. You can also use warm water in here. When you purchase, there is a little user manual that you'll get emailed to you.
Yes. Yeah. So for those of you who are not email friendly or looking for something simple to use, it's a beautiful blue also. I got to say, it's very gorgeous to look at. Really, so it's nice to have on my windowsill. I'm always looking, oh, I love the way it looks, the old 7 wonders. And so why did they come up with that name for it?
Because of the 7 benefits you get from it. So there is, just let me open this up. Okay. That one doesn't have all of them. Hang on. Okay, so the benefits are it increases dissolved hydrogen in water, number one, negative oxidization reduction potential reading. So when there's an actual device that can actually read the oxidation in the water, it helps it become more alkaline. Reduction in molecular size of the water cells, antioxidant, it mineralizes the water as well as hydrogenizing it, mm-hmm. and antibacterial.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's actually crazy. They're so small, the molecules of this hydrogen thing. So for any of you who are, you know, myth busters and really wanting to dive into the science, just look up hydrogen. Water hydrogen therapy, and you can do your own investigation about it. Because again, it might sound a little bit too woo woo, but for people who are into water, they'll get it and be curious about it. But because it heals at a cellular level or it works at a cellular level, caveat, we can't say heals in anything. So yes, we can't say anything heals anything. So you have to just come and check it out and see the information for yourself. But the fact that hydrogen works on a cellular level and increases the energy within your own cell. If you just think about high school biology, like grade 10 biology, that was all about the cell. It's like the best, most beautiful, juicy cell that you can have. Looks like a nice plump grape. And if you've got huge mitochondria, then you have lots of energy stored in each one of those cells, and those cells replicate. And so if you actually have really healthy, plump, juicy cells, that's actually what is throughout your whole body. And that's what creates that inner light up, that doesn't happen through putting on makeup. So again, if you're only listening to this and you're not tuning into the video version, I want to invite you again to come to masteryourlife.ca so you can see Care Corfield. So Care is a beautiful, glowing woman. And, you know, she's gone through some things in her life. So if you haven't actually caught any of Care's previous interviews, you may want to do that as well. On the website, you can just look up her name and check out her story, because she's had an incredible journey of health and healing and helping other people to be well. So Care, thank you so much for the information that you're bringing forth to the world. And it's tried and tested information too. So I love that about the things that we talk about when we're sharing about technologies or healing modalities, because they're things that you're using on yourself. Yeah. So that's really, really important. Just any final thoughts about difficulties with using the seven wonders or any kind of contraindications with this therapy?
I have not come across any contraindications at all. It's pretty easy to use. Mm-hmm. It's just like the wand, you know. Right. You the wand, you just turn it on and point it, and with the water bottle you fill it up and you drink it nice. Right. And you know, black and white.
Right, black and white, pretty easy. So if you want to know more about the therapy devices from iTeraCare or the Seven Wonders water bottle, come to iTeraCarePro.ca. Thanks again, Care. Thanks, Vanessa.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.